Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Okay, everybody, we're taking down one of Brandon's heroes today, so that certainly deserves 5 seconds of silence. Brought to you by Smarticle. We're going to watch Brandon cry today. Here's the headline: How Mr. Perfect, Dr. Andrew Huberman, went from counseling millions to being caught cheating with not one, but five lovers. This article comes via the Independent, Maria Butt. She is essentially recapping an article, breaking news article over the last few weeks from the New York Magazine about Dr. Huberman. You want to tell us about your hero? How many vitamins you take? Do you use his suppositories? Do you wake up with the morning light like Dr. Huberman, Brandon?
You know, it's funny about the morning light. My physical therapist recommended one, and I looked into them. They're very, very expensive, but I might look into it. He's definitely not my hero. I know you like to say that. I find anybody that gets people to think interesting. His podcasts are ridiculously long. They're like 3 hours. I can barely handle it.
He's a Stanford neuroscientist, Brandon. What do you want to be?
He's not a neuroscientist, Larry. That's part of the problem here, is that there's a lot of disinformation around Andrew Huberman. This article, we can't even give it a woke because it's an aggregate from another magazine. So I'm not even sure where they get this information, but it is the writer, Maria Butt.
Let me just read this because I have another question. Let me get into this. He's the self-styled Mr. Perfect who counsels millions of men on health, happiness, and self-discipline. Amassing billions of views globally, Dr. Huberman's YouTube channel, which offers men accessible scientific advice to counter everyday problems, has propelled himself to fame in the massive world of online fitness. But now the Stanford professor risks crashing down to earth after being accused of a network of affairs behind his partner's backs, as one of them underwent IVF treatment. Recent investigation by New York Magazine has shown a light on multiple women's claims that they were tricked into believing they were in exclusive relationships with the hulking 48-year-old man. In one stunning series of allegations, one woman, whom the publication calls Sarah, says she was in a relationship with Huberman for around 3 years and had been undergoing IVF treatment to have a child with him when she found out he'd been having unprotected sex with at least five other women at the same time. Her suspicions were aroused when she contracted a high-risk form of HPV, a sexually transmitted infection linked to cervical cancer. According to the investigation, the aggrieved women compared timestamps and discovered that Huberman had texted nearly identical pictures of himself to two of the same women at the same time. So, what a guru telling dudes what to do to better dudes is banging some chicks on the side. He's not married, Brandon. Not making any laws. So, why can't a guy get a swerve on? What's going on?
Oh, man, there's so many layers to this whole article and who the writer and where it came from.
Well, okay, hold
stuff.
On. Stop.
Hold on. No.
Do you believe this article? Right. Do you believe the New York Magazine?
I have no idea what to believe. There's two ways to look at this.
You think the New York Magazine would publish all of these research and, like, completely made up?
You're going to filibuster? You're going to let me finish what I'm going to say? Okay. What I'm saying is there's two ways to take this. Number one is everything they wrote in the article, or most of the things that they wrote in the article, are true. I actually tend to lean to the fact that, yes, it's probably true. It feels like there's a lot of smoke out there if it's not true. And there's a whole lot of reasons why it could be true, but I'll come back to that in a second. The other part B is it's totally salacious. This is just money grubbers out there to get this dude because he's famous. They weren't saying this stuff about him before he became famous, but now they are. So I'm just saying there's two ways to look at it.
I'm just saying if you poke your head out of the hole, people are coming for your head. So if you run for president, they're going to find all your skills. By the way, you run for president, Brandon, they're going back to the ATO house and see how many kids you have. So I'm just saying.
I would love it if a kid showed up at my door.
But anyways.
You know, and said, hey, Dad.
She had that happen. Her sister came to her door. They were eating dinner.
Oh, right. I forgot about it. You know, maybe you should name check somebody with some serious issues. Why would you do that? It's not a public record, you a-hole. I'm going to edit that name out. No. You're such an a-hole. Yes, I am.
Anyways,
you're not going to name check that.
Anyways,
here's the thing. This does happen. People do sleep around, especially famous people. He's probably got a lot. I mean, number one, there's a number of things going on. He's a totally ripped
dude.
He's a pretty good-looking dude. He's all tatted up. I don't know. I can't speak to that, Larry. Maybe you can. But he clearly, fame also makes you look, fame and money makes you look even better. So he's clearly like an NBA player with all these women throwing themselves at him. He basically is Lothario without, I mean, no question. I mean, the dude's not married. He's 48 years old.
He didn't break the law.
No, he didn't. But in the court of public opinion, when you are doing a show based on people liking you, he's cultivated an image. Let's put it that way. So he's cultivated an image here saying he's such a thing. And now it's proving that maybe he's not that thing that he's cultivated.
Okay, Brandon, I'd like to, you All right. are on the witness stand. Here it is.
All right.
You oftentimes like to say that pastors and churches cultivate this perfect relationship and they are not allowed to give the nitty gritty on how hard life actually is and the truth behind what's really going on in their life.
Yeah, bro, there's two things here. There's a thing that's like, hey, the dudes can do whatever he wants. I don't give a crap what he did. I don't care. If he broke the law.
He didn't.
So he didn't break the law. Was he a douchebag to some of these women?
Maybe.
So you could not like him because
Yeah, but have you ever been a douchebag to a woman when you were a single man?
Thank you. Of course. But I'm also not Andrew Huberman.
Would you have been a bigger douche if you were Andrew Huberman?
I think that if this show ever blew up and became huge,
you'd have a couple side pieces, is what you're about to say.
I think everybody that listens to this show knows which one of the two of us would most likely be the one like, Larry Olson was found with that. The only reason you wouldn't do it is because you're so afraid of your wife.
Well, maybe a little bit.
Your wife scares me. She would literally shiv you, dude. There would be no court case.
I'd just be dead.
Shiv you. So, yes. So you would like, you would probably not do that based on the fact that you might be dead. Talk about it from the perspective of being a man. You are saying, hey, man,
I'm not
cool.
saying
do whatever
that.
You want. You can bang whatever you want to do. You can hit whatever you want to do. Yeah. High five, Andrew. You're ready to just get down and dirty with Andrew Huberman. I'm simply saying this dude has cultivated an image that is proving not to be true.
He's cultivated an image of being a macho man. I'm going to be your man. Is there anybody that is a fake?
No, he's talked about it as being a guy that doesn't drink coffee or cigarettes
he's still
or whatever.
Not. He's just having side pieces, Brandon. Is there any man that is a devoted listener of him that heard this story and thought it was either true or false and said, you know what? I am not listening to Huberman anymore.
No, probably not.
No, there's not. This doesn't hurt him at all.
I think that, well, maybe that says something more about us as a society. I mean, let hold on. Let's play it out. Let's assume that it's totally true, that he was hitting all his tail for the last for however long, just getting it left to right because he could.
Because he could.
It's like, why does a dog lick its balls? Because it can. Because he could and he wanted to do that. He sounds pretty shady. He's like a Shady McGrady, lying to him, sending
a poly- but Brandon, we're all not perfect.
Okay, got it. We're all not making millions of dollars pretending we're perfect.
I don't think he pretends to be perfect.
Hold on. Are you going to just keep interrupting or are you going to let me say something? So my point is that you can decide for yourself if you want to listen or not. I've found that when he got kind of connected in with Joe Rogan, I was like, the bigger issue I have with him and that's sort of coming out, forget about the women thing, is that he's actually not as much of a big-time neuroscientist as he portrays himself to be. He's a little Alex Jonesy in his – he's a smart guy, and he's really articulate, and he can express himself well. But he's got a little bit of dubious stuff going on with – like his, he said, I came from the tough streets of – wait for it – Palo Alto. It was a gun high school, dude. I mean, he came from a rich family. Look, no, he can do whatever he wants, but he's – he kind of portrayed it like he was like the Huberman Labs at Stanford. There's no lab. It's fine. You can decide for yourself if you want to believe him or not believe him. That's totally the thing. You can decide. Hold on. Let me say the last thing, and then you can do your filibustering again. You can decide as a listener, do you think he's a dirtbag and treats women poorly? And if you, as a man, say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to support a guy that's a douchebag. Then don't. That's what I would say about it.
When you stick your head out of the hole, and people start to pull the string on your life, what's there?
Yeah.
And I it's kind of like Donald Trump. People are like, we know lots of people that are like, I believe Trump. Okay, cool. He's been bankrupt 4,000 times. There's been liens on his business. He doesn't pay his people. He's been married 3 times. He paid off a porn star. Are you telling me he's the devout Christian that he says he is, Or are we going to believe all of the facts that we literally know about him?
So what are you saying about Andrew
Huberman? I'm just
saying,
like, we're pulling the string now. We hear this story that's salacious about women. And then we're starting to hear rumblings of, like, maybe the research isn't that great. And maybe the vitamins he's selling.
By the way, I've been hearing this about his science stuff for quite a while. Probably for at least a year. I've got a friend who's a huge sort of science nerd. And he's like, yeah, he's kind of. So I wasn't overly surprised. I don't really care. It's entertainment.
Okay, but it's not. Here's the point. Joe Rogan, Huberman, whatever that crazy whack job Canadian guy, Peterson, they're speaking to disaffected males, which me and you have talked about a lot on this show, is what is going to be the major problem in our society. And these disaffected males need something to believe in, and they're believing in Andrew Huberman, who's selling them bad vitamins, telling them to be healthy, but then giving PVV to his mistress. So I just don't, and by the way, that's all true, and it's not going to change anybody that's a hardcore follower waking up and getting their sunshine and vitamins from Andrew Huberman.
What's the name of the professor that we both like? He does that.
Peterson, Jordan Peterson.
No, not Jordan Peterson. The other guy, he does it with a kind of a hardcore lesbian. They do a show together. She's great. Anyway, you've listened to before. He's the professor. He does it. He's always on the news. He's really straightforward. He's talking about men and everything. So the voices are out there now. What I hope for is that the voices can be more on the positive side, as opposed to the, we're going to preach to the disaffected male and we're going to teach them how to be jags. That's what I'm hoping it's the opposite. And not
in your life,
that
if there is someone you put on a pedestal so much that you buy all of their merchandise, all of their books, you go to, like, whether that's your pastor, Andrew Huberman, your best friend, whoever.
Right.
And they start to show signs of, maybe. Is that going to ruin your life? Like, if it does, then I think you got other big problems if you're putting all of your eggs in one basket of a human being, because everybody's fallible.
Yeah, no, I agree. You have a way of taking a topic like this and sort of deconstructing it from a perspective of, like, buyer beware, caveat emptor. I probably take it more from a perspective of that there is a responsibility of these people to do the right thing. And I'm probably more Pollyannish than I should be.
Listen,
but that's kind
I
of
know.
My take on it.
In the early 90s, Brandon was walking around Oregon selling vitamins, telling people the truth, giving them hope, telling them to wake up with the sunshine. But on the side, he might have had a couple mistresses. And so, hey, who are we to judge, Brandon?
I wish I'd be rich and had.
Who are we
like
to judge people, Brandon? Because if we go back to the 90s, maybe you're the Huberman of the Oregon campus. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe, but I doubt it. Anyway, Larry, I feel like you've taken a very serious subject once again. The issues facing men are serious, and we take them seriously. We do not espouse dudes going out and having six mistresses and giving one of them HPV. By the way, the one who was trying
kid.
To conceive his child. So there's some Shady McGrady stuff. I don't know what to think. I think as time goes, as you said, as the string gets pulled, we'll learn more about this. Either he will continue to be who he is or his show will go away. I don't know. And frankly, I don't really care. I just want dudes to be stand-up guys and do the right thing. That's what I want. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I think if you and I could do some small thing to get people to stand up and do the right thing every once in a while, then we're better
off. Preach, Brandon, preach!
There you go. All right, Larry, thank you for teaching me today.